fight goes on to resist austerity in Liverpool. Liverpool Socialist Party. The Liverpool mayoral election took place against the background of a meltdown in the local Labour Party, and the arrest of City Mayor Joe Anderson on charges of corruption and witness intimidation. TUSC put forward Socialist Party member Roger Bannister as the mayoral candidate, and to contest the Kirkdale ward where he lives. TUSC also stood candidates in four other Liverpool city wards, as well as two in neighbouring Knowsley, and one in St Helens. Local business interests, and the wealthy middle class, were aware of the possibility of disillusioned Labour voters moving to the left, and supported a local charity boss Stephen Yip as an independent candidate, in order to prevent this. Yip benefited from a well-funded campaign and lots of publicity from the right-wing Liverpool Echo. Joan Anderson, no relation, the Labour candidate, was the party's fifth choice. The Green Party, Liberal Democrats and Liberal Party also stood candidates. At organised hustings, and on the BBC Northwest Politics programme, it was clear that Roger was the only anti-cuts candidate with a programme to use council reserves to set a balanced budget whilst building a campaign among trade unionists and working class communities to fight for adequate funding from the Tory government. Roger was also the only candidate to call for the removal of Tory government-appointed commissioners to take over important council functions. The campaign was an enthusiastic one, with a mass canvass involving supporters from the West Midlands and London, commuters well-fleeted, and campaign stalls held in the city centre. TUSC supporters also helped leaflet in the Tobruk and Stonycroft ward, and mass leafleting took place in support of the TUSC candidate and Norris Green. On the eve of poll, three candidates, Stephen Yip, Stephen Radford, Liberal, and Tom Crone, Green Party, jointly issued a surprise statement, condemning single-party rule in the city, and calling for parties to work together. However, this move was seen by many as an attempt by Radford and Crone to secure cabinet positions in a Yip administration. The count had to go to second preferences as no candidate had an outright majority. A runoff between Anderson and Yip resulted in an Anderson win for Labour with 46,493 votes compared to Yip's 32,079. Roger Bannister received 2,912 votes,